In Los Angeles, a bakery run by former gang members has reopened nearly a decade after it was destroyed by fire. It's part of Homeboy Industries. That's a rehabilitation program headed by Father Gregory Boyle, who's worked with young people from more than 600 L.A. street gangs. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
A mariachi band serenaded the crowd of Angelenos celebrating the new Homeboy Industries complex in downtown L.A. During yesterday's grand opening, polite ex-offenders and former gang members hobnobbed with L.A.'s police chief, the sheriff, and Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, who sampled delicacies at the Homegirl Cafe.
I got me a taco. Muy sabroso, huh?
Villaraigosa says in a city of 39,000 gang members, the nonprofit center provides job training for those trying to escape the gang lifestyle.
These are kids who are getting a second chance, who are getting an opportunity to develop a skill and an alternative to a life of crime and gangs.
With nearly $12.5 million in donations, Homeboy Industries now has a new building for its headquarters, including the cafe, a merchandise store, a tattoo removal clinic, also a new bakery after the original one burned down in an electrical fire 8 years ago.
We ask you to bless this building, which has a strong spirit, so that we will learn to fly in an order that Padre.
Father Greg Boyle, Father G, or just G as he's affectionately known, prayed for the new headquarters before ceremonially breaking bread baked by the homeboys. 20 years ago, the Jesuit priest created Homeboy Industries to help those who were rejected by society.
You know, this is a part of a smart response to the gang reality. But in the early days, that was a tougher sell because the demonizing was so complete. 20 years ago, we got death threats, bomb threats, and hate mail.
Father Boyle says he no longer hears much from critics who accuse him of harboring criminals. In fact, he gets much love from city officials, police, and thousands of homeboys and homegirls he's counseled and trained over the years. Take Marcus Luna, who got out of prison 3 months ago. The 35-year-old is covered head to toe with gang tattoos, which made it hard to get hired before now.
If they see a tattoo on you or something, they think you're violent. Father gives you the benefit of the doubt.
Luna says kneading and baking bread has taught him a new way of thinking.
I learned to be patient. It's like a meditation or something.
Another baker, Eric Joshua, says he's changed from how he used to roll in South Central L.A.
Selling crack, that was my life. Instead of planting dough, I was planting baking soda, you know what I mean?
You were baking cocaine.
Yeah.
Joshua says it's not easy to break away from the gangs that claim you as family, but like him, 15-year-old Marilyn Villanueva now works side by side with her former rivals.
I was tired at first when I came in here. I was with a little attitude of not caring and everything.
And then how did that change?
I started talking to this girlfriend and everything was set aside. Now I'm moving on, you know, and I love working with these girls because I grew attached to them. It's not making a change, and I owe it all to Father Greg, and I'm really thankful.
L.A.'s homeboys and homegirls often like to quote Father Boyle, who says nothing stops a bullet like a job. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.